BAM fam, and welcome to another exciting episode of Becoming a Model. This is a podcast to help inspire and push aspiring models to get started into the modeling world, no matter what stage of the industry level you're in. I'm your host, Binky, and today we're stepping out onto the catwalk to learn all about walking techniques, a vital skill for any aspiring model. Before we get started, I would like to ask all of you, if you haven't already, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast so you can stay updated with all the helpful tips and insight on helping you in your personal modeling journey. And don't forget to leave a review if you found our episode helpful. I'm always grateful for your feedback on how you're loving the show. Now, don't go anywhere, because after this short break, we will be right back to uncover these tips to helping you walk like an experienced runway model. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this. A skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist-tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean Towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling Clean Towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free, so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean Towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINK, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINK, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club, Clean Towels, are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. Walking on the runway is like performing a dance. It's a delicate balance of grace and confidence. Whether you're just starting your modeling journey or looking to refine your skills, this episode is your runway to success. And yes, I am very much excited about this because runway is the thing I love most, especially being a retired petite model. Because I will tell you, I can walk with the best of them, okay? So let's get started, shall we? Posture is very important. It's the foundation of a great runway walk. Stand tall with your shoulders back, chest out, and core engaged. Maintain a confident and graceful posture throughout your walk. Next, you want to go ahead and make sure you keep point on your steps and strides. Your steps should be long and confident. Visualize a straight line on the runway and place one foot directly in front of the other with each step. You want to try to avoid crossing your feet. Next, you want to go ahead and focus on arm movement. Your arms should move naturally with your strides. Let them swing gently at your sides, maintaining a relaxed yet graceful motion. Avoid exaggerated arm movements that distract from your outfit. And then from head and eyes, you just want to make sure you keep your head held high and your eyes focused at eye level. Avoid looking down at the runway or the audience, maintaining eye contact with the audience as a personal touch to your walk. It's all about connecting, and you can connect with the energy in the room through your eyes. You still want to keep your head straight, but use your eyes to kind of glance down whenever you're walking. That way, if there is something in front of you in the runway and you have to avoid it, you can quickly be able to still maintain your professional walk and avoid the obstruction. Pace control. Adjust your pace to match the music and the style of the show. If it's an upbeat show, quicken your pace slightly. For a more elegant show, take it slow and savor each step. Next, you want to talk about turns and pivots. When it's time to turn, use your shoulders to pivot gracefully. Keep your head and eyes focused on the audience and maintain your confident posture. And always, always practice, practice, and practice some more. The key to mastering your runway walk is practice. Practice in front of a mirror, record yourself, and seek feedback from experienced models or coaches. Continual practice leads to perfection. Trust me on this, you guys. And you want to make sure you have confidence. Confidence is the secret ingredient. Believe in yourself, your training, and your uniqueness. Confidence radiates from each and every step you take and captivates the audience. So believe in yourself. You got this, okay? You also want to adapt to the outfit. Your walk should complement the outfit you're wearing. Some outfits can give you a sense of character. For a flowing gown, your walk may be more graceful. For edgier looks, you can add a bit of attitude to your stride. Embrace your individuality and style. Your walk should be an authentic expression of your personality. Celebrate what makes you unique and let it shine on the runway. When I used to be in my modeling group, our motto was individuality breeds creativity. I live by that still today. My individual style is my creative uniqueness when I used to walk on the runway or when I'm doing anything in general. My individuality makes me stand out from everyone else. Now let's take a quick pause. I'm gonna go and get me some water and we will be back after hearing from our sponsors. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this, a skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling Clean Towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. Now let's get into some model memoir letters. Hey Binky, I listen to your podcast so much. I am very grateful for the helpful tips and insights you provide into the modeling world. I wanted to ask if you could shed some light on how a model can maintain a polished look and a camera-ready appearance. I know I struggle with skin blemishes and often it takes a long time for my skin to so-called heal from it all. But before you know it, my face flares right back up again and I'm back to square one trying to tackle my skin concerns to prepare for a photo shoot. Are there any tips you can give to better tackle proper skincare that will last? Thanks so much for your help, Sean. Thanks, Sean, for asking the question. First things first, you have to understand that your skin is the canvas. Okay, clear, radiant skin is the foundation of any polished look. But to get to that clear, radiant skin, you have to use proper skincare routines and understand the actual instructive term on what comes first, second, and so on and so forth. Regular cleansing, moisturizing, and sunscreen are non-negotiable, but you also want to understand when it's the time to exfoliate, using some face oils as well to be able to lock in the moisture and just give your skin that, you know, skin food source, so it can just, you know, glow and be radiant. It's always a good thing as well. So the proper way of doing a skincare routine is first starting with cleansing. Then you want to go ahead and exfoliate. And depending on your skin type, if you're really, really dry, I would say exfoliate about 2 to 3 times a week until you start to see that dryness kind of lift and change. And then you want to ease up off of doing it 3 times a week to going to once or twice a week, as well as using a face mask after you exfoliate. A face mask will go ahead and kind of rejuvenate the skin, transition the skin, and being able to lock in moisture. You know, all the things that your skin really just needs that way. Whatever it's lacking, it can get from that skin mask and kind of just, you know, reboot. Once you're done with that, you want to go ahead and tone. After you use your toner, then you want to go into, you know, utilizing any oils. You can use any kind of face oils, rose waters, things of that nature. That's just another, like, set of moisture that your skin will need. And then you want to go into your moisturizers. And that's when you like really lock it in, right? That way your skin can have all the nutrition and nutrients that it needs so it doesn't dry out. And understand that there is products for every kind of skin type. So if you're dry, I know I'm talking about, you know, moisture and having your skin kind of just eat everything up because it's lacking. So if you're dry skin, your skin is basically just lacking the moisture. It's lacking the food that it needs to stay hydrated. If your skin is oily, you are very, very primed to creating your own hydration. And sadly, you are very prone to creating your own hydration very easily. And in turn, when you are oily, you can become very acne prone. So you talked about the fact of you basically tackling your skin concerns and all of a sudden the blemishes has come back. It sounds to me like you are more on the oily side of things and you suffer a lot of bit from acne issues. And that's because you're not necessarily cleaning your skin properly on a consistent basis. So for you particularly, exfoliating would be your best friend. That way you can clean those pores and lift the dirt out of your pores a lot more and clearer. And cleansing is also a big thing for you as well. I would also use a face mask. You don't have to use the face mask like every single day, but using the face mask once a week can help. And as well as doing all the other steps as well. I know I'm a combo skin type, so I'm really oily in my T-zone and then I kind of can be a little bit dry on the outer parts, but I sweat. Even when I wear my makeup, I can be very glossy. So I would say sticking to the skincare routines, you know, cleansing, exfoliating, things of that nature, all the way through is very important for you. When you are going to do photo shoots and let's say, you know, your skin's not in the best condition, having a good professional makeup artist be there and present to basically execute a certain kind of look, but, you know, tone down the blemishes is also really good too. That way it lessens the work for the photographer because they don't have to do so much in editing. So having a professional makeup artist, if one is not available, helps a lot. And you want to have a professional makeup artist that's really detailed and understanding of skin. Now, there's a lot of makeup artists who are, you know, for different type of makeup artists, for different kinds of things, but not every makeup artist is the same. So in my time of being a model, I have come to be in connection with so many different kinds of people, and makeup artists do grow in their knowledge. But there are some makeup artists who will stay just makeup oriented versus also understanding that the skin means just as much. You want to find a makeup artist that is understanding of the skin means just as much. That way they can be able to take care of your skin before applying the makeup and to being able to help the whole team when it comes to the end product. So the photographer can limit the amount of editing that they have to do when it comes to gaining the final shot. If you haven't looked into it already, your nutrition plays a big part on your skin flaring up. If you are allergic to anything or if you, you know, eat a lot of junk food, for instance, if I eat a lot of junk food, I will end up basically building acne on my face very easily. I have to flush my skin and drink a lot of water to kind of balance the amount of salt and oils that I'm putting into my skin. That way I don't flare up as quickly and as robust. So if you are somebody who doesn't really have a balanced diet, I would suggest getting into developing what your balanced diet can look like. Because that also plays and weighs in on your flare-ups as well. So you may not be necessarily allergic to something, but maybe having too much sugar in your meals each day makes you have acne, makes you flare up in the face area. And also, you can end up getting hives as well. Like me, I have a lot of allergies. So depending on what I eat, I can have hives, which will make me end up becoming very itchy, which in turn makes me have welts on certain parts of my body because I'm constantly scratching that area. So just be mindful of what you put into your body because, you know, your body is your temple and we should
constantly be making sure that we take care of ourselves health-wise as well. So always look into that. And also work out. Working out does help maintain a certain body structure that you are comfortable with. You don't have to be the skinniest person in the world, and you don't have to be the biggest person in the world. But be comfortable. Feel healthy. Feel like you can run a mile without having to feel like the whole world's in weight is on your shoulders. You get me? So fitness and nutrition is very important to look into as well if you're not already doing that. And I think that answers your question. Thank you guys so much for sharing your story with me and the whole BAM fam. If you have a story to share or a question to ask, don't hesitate to send in your model memoir letters. You can send it to our email at becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. That's becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. Subject line, model's memoir, and you might just be featured on our upcoming episode. Before we wrap, remember, walking techniques are foundation of a model's success on the runway. By mastering these techniques, you will not only showcase the designer's creations, but also express your unique style and personality. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Becoming a Model. Until next time, BAM fam, again, keep chasing your dreams and continue to walk that runway of life.